You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Is one of the perennial questions of parenting how much I should pay the babysitter? I think it certainly is. And according to Jen Hogan, Irish Times journalist and host of the Conversations with Parents podcast, the cost of babysitting is becoming too high, pricing parents out of a chance to go out without the kids. And she joins us now. Jen, I was looking at stats, what stats I could find on the cost of babysitting. And it's everything from €13, €15. And one texter has texted the show this morning to say that they pay €20 an hour to a babysitter. It would put you off going out.
It would, Ciara. And I actually went out to parents as well last night. I was just asking them, you know, what sort of rates are you paying? And I was amazed, firstly, at the number of people going, well, what's the going rate? Because there's that fear of not paying a fair amount or the expected amount. But that 20 came up an awful lot as well when I was chatting to parents. 15 to 20 was probably the most popular one that came up. There were some paying 10. That was definitely the far lower end of it. 13, 15, 17 to 20. They were the big amounts that kind of came up. And you do have to wonder how parents could possibly afford to go out at all when they have to add that on to the night out. And it's not just the cost, because the parents I was speaking to said that they have treats. You know, yourself, even when we were babysitting ourselves, you went and they had all the nice stuff at the house for you too. And then the cost of a taxi home on top of that. So
The thing is, I do remember babysitting, and they would get fun size Maltesers or something in for you, that kind of thing. That did happen then too. But we weren't paid anything like minimum wage at the time when we were babysitting. Yeah. We were getting probably I can't remember, was it a fiver a night or a tenner a night or something like that? It was
per night,
very little money.
How long it
they
was.
Threw a
Absolutely.
Few, yeah, and they threw a few. But now, if we're talking about £20 an hour, we're talking about significantly ahead.
You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Not only of minimum wage, but of the living wage that we haven't even brought in this country for a job that, can we just call a spade a spade? They mostly, when the kids have gone to bed, sit there and watch telly and look at their phones. They're literally there as a glorified telephone, because if anything goes wrong, they're going to call the parents to come back. So I'm not sure where this £20 an hour came from. You'd get less for working behind a bar.
I think some of it stemmed from, I suppose, we all went a little bit crazy during the Celtic Tiger, and these crazy rates for babysitting were acceptable then. And we don't seem to have been able to rein it in. It seems to be a little bit like that. And the parents, obviously, they want to keep their babysitters happy. There's sometimes a degree of embarrassment if they know the parents of the person who is babysitting for them, which is often a way that parents will find babysitters. They'll go, sure, I know Johnny and Mary. I'll get their their son or daughter to babysit for us, and they want to be seen to give the correct amount. But it's like nobody feels comfortable to rein it in and to come
back
to
reality. Is it that
we
don't want to look mean? Because mostly, as you say, our babysitters come from our friends' kids or our neighbours' kids, or they live up the road, or they go to school with our own children or something. And so therefore, we want to look benevolent and generous.
Absolutely.
But now we're saying we're actually going to stay home because we can't afford this generosity that we want to look like we have. And so we're staying home. The babysitters aren't getting the money because people can't afford them. And we've all priced ourselves out of a market for no good reason, because it's the easiest job in the world, let's be honest.
Absolutely. And you know what else is really sad? The teenagers are missing out on the opportunity to babysit too, because the cost is so high that maybe once or twice a year they might get the opportunity to babysit, because it's such an additional cost and pressure for parents to add into even considering having a night out. But they don't get the chance to do this sort of thing on a regular basis, you know. And like, there's lots to be learned from babysitting as well, like how to manage a child who wakes up in a panic and realizes mommy and daddy's not there, as well as that chance to earn the few euro and to have a little bit of disposable income.
Yeah.
So both
at an age where
out. You
mostly can't get other jobs. If you're 16, if you're 15,
exactly.
There
yeah.
used to be work available when I was young, when you were 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. There isn't now. All that really is available is probably babysitting. And now, look, it's a really interesting conversation point for people out there this morning. Thank you for joining us. That is Jen Hogan, their Irish Times journalist and host of the Conversations with Parents podcast. Let us know what you're paying. Let us know, does it put you off going? I'd say marriages are floundering in the fact that they can't go out for a night out.
15
because no
to
one can.
20 euros an hour is crazy money.
It's bonkers, but that's what people are paying, Shane.
It was a fiver in my day, Ciara.
Not an hour either, you mean?
For the night.
For the night.
We're let us know. Of it.
Yeah, in my day, down pit.
Yeah.
Let us know what you're paying. Does it put you off going out? And do your kids babysit? And is it drying up because no one can afford this stupid competitive generosity thing that's going on for, let's, as I said, the easiest job in the world? 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.